Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 4:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cran Van Diesel. Today, I have Colt Tuscher from the Liberty Center. How are you doing today? It's been a while.
I know, man. It's good to have you back. It's like a month off.
I would say a month off, but I say a month off the radio.
Month off of the radio. I wouldn't say I was missing work.
Yeah, I'm still here. Just helping out, doing some training. And it's just fun to see what's going on with the Liberty Center always. I know you always got some good stuff going on. I love putting out the information because I remember when I was a junior sailor stuck on base, I wish there was a radio channel that put out information on what we could do. Because I'm going to be honest, half the time I would see posters like on the ground or you would hear about an event after it came out and you're like, well, that would have been great to go to.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I feel like with as much kind of noise, like, the proverbial noises there's like when you're walking and seeing all these things that you doesn't like really stick. So it's good to have like this radio show to get to talk to people and hit them from a different angle that they might not, you know, see or hear.
That's true. I just want to ask, how is your weekend going?
It's going awesome. I'm moving in a new house, getting the keys today right after I leave here. So I'm pretty excited and stoked for that.
It's always fantastic to move into a new place. I know some people in the military dread doing it. I don't know. I love the whole experience because you get to find a new place and I almost get restless.
Yeah, I'm antsy right now. Like you get to clear out your whole, like all the stuff that you've kind of been hoarding, get rid of all that stuff, so kind of start anew. It's like fresh and clean, and that's great.
It's absolutely wonderful. I actually probably go through the move-in process pretty soon too.
Oh yeah, where are you heading?
I'm moving in to Catania pretty soon.
Oh nice, that'll be awesome.
It's gonna definitely be fun. And we'll be talking about more with Liberty Center when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. And we're back to tell you how you can catch a ride to a fun place. So what is the shuttle going today?
So in 43 minutes, my clock just turned. There is a shuttle going to Centro Sicilia Mall. It's a great place to go. They got lots of good stores. It's actually like probably the premier mall out here. They got like Apple Store, someplace called Primark, which people just love.
Oh, I really enjoy Primark out here.
What would you compare it to in America?
I don't think we have an equivalent because they have good prices, good clothes, and it's so much variety. So it's like if Walmart only sold clothes,
okay,
basically, but they were still good.
It's like maybe like a Target?
I wouldn't even say Target. I don't think we have an equivalent.
Okay. I know one time I went there and they love like there's so many clothes like of different American places like L.A., but then like there's so many like Wisconsin. I was like, is that big now? Out here, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's actually very strange.
Nebraska, like just random places.
I'll go out there and I'll be joking. I'll be looking. I was like, I wonder if there's like a Catania shirt in here. And I'm like, I don't think I could find one.
No way. Yeah, they just go to a random, like they throw a dart at a map and like, hey, Hoboken, New Jersey, let's make a shirt for that.
I think I saw a Nebraska one once. That threw me off the most. I was like, what? I was like, you wouldn't even find that in the States.
No, outside of like the Cornhusker state, you're not getting any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So they're leaving there in 42 minutes now, and there's one spot left.
I always love the updates where you're like giving it down to the minute.
Yeah.
So I almost picture someone in the commissary list. I'm like, wait, I can still catch this.
Yeah, you can still catch it. Run over there. 42 minutes. One spot left, and it's free, so hop that ride. And they got a great grocery store, which is like really key. It's cheap, it's fresh, and great variety of like cheeses and meats and all sorts of good stuff that you won't find at the commissary.
Sounds like you can't beat that. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the third Thursday event coming up next. And we're back to talk about the third Thursday throwdown. So what does that entail?
So on Thursday, June 19th, that's next week, anytime between when we open 9 o'clock and when we close 7 o'clock, stop by Liberty Center. We have some awesome prizes, like over $100 worth of prizes we're going to be giving away. The game is going to be like a bag toss, like kind of cornhole. You got 5 bags, throw it, whoever gets the highest score wins. But we also have second, third place prizes. So just because if you're not great, just okay, come by. It'll take 30 seconds. You can practice all you want. So if you want to get really good before, like we had one guy last time. He was there for like 2 hours practice and made, I think, 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's actually really impressive.
Don't worry, he's not allowed to play in this one.
That's good.
So yeah.
That's fair.
But if you want to come practice, do it. If not, just keep just stop by at 30 seconds, throw some bags, and win some great prizes.
You know, I've always noticed, especially when we're doing it like at home and just at different events, the people that are the best at cornhole are always the old people.
Yeah, it's our lack of ability to do other things. So like, yeah, basketball's hard on the knees. So like, I could go shoot. Or I could just throw this bag a little bit.
It's so funny because I would be like a little kid just getting like beat by old people. Especially as like a really little kid, I wouldn't understand. I was like, how are they doing? This doesn't make any sense to me.
I think bags is like kind of like a Dr. Drew, or not Dr. Drew, Uncle Drew sport. Like you just have to have like little secrets and the things you know how to do. that you can just like kind of win. Like when you play an old guy in basketball, like they're not as athletic as you, but they always just seem to have like some extra move that you don't have.
It's funny that way. Also like horseshoes too.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Horseshoes is just, I feel like you've had to have played that for like years, or you either have to have played it for years or picked it up as an old man to be good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if like you never played, you weren't good, but you just happen to be 70 and you're like, I don't know, just something works. I'm good.
Yeah, it's so funny how stuff like that works.
And but if bags aren't your thing,
yes,
you can come by two days later and we got a shuttle.
That's always have shuttles going on.
Yeah, we got another shuttle. This one's really cool. It's $15, unlike our free one tonight that takes place in 33 minutes.
Countdown.
33 minutes, still got one spot.
You can still make it.
Yeah, you can. If you run or if you walk. If you're at the pool or something, just head on over. But on Saturday, June 21st, we have a shuttle that's going up to Terramina. It's $15, which pretty much just covers the gas. That's all we're asking for, and we'll take you up there. Tanika, who's going to be running the shuttle, has some great ideas of things you can do if you've never been there, and she lets you off, and then about 5 hours later, we'll take you back home.
This is probably the best deal I've ever heard
Dude, you guys put on.
Terramina is a great place to go.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about Terramina is the parking, so they don't have to worry about it.
So when we park, I didn't realize it's like $75 for us to park because like we have a van, and that doesn't even cover like the money that the patrons pay. Like, I think that is equal. If we have a full van, it's like equal to that. So yeah, if you wanted to come out there, and parking sucks. It's hard to find.
Like, it is so bad. You have to show up so early.
Oh my gosh.
When I took my parents last summer to Terramina because they wanted to go, didn't get up early.
No.
Because they were still adjusting the time. I'm not getting on them. They just.
No, of course.
And it was so funny because we got there and it was super hot. And my dad doesn't do the good in heat. Not in his old age. It was so funny. It took me an hour and like 20 minutes to find parking. And as I'm walking back, like, to where they're at the beach, they say they want to go like back because it's too hot. So I just turned back around, and I was like, "I hope you guys enjoyed the beach because this is like, I was so furious."
It takes almost as long. Like your parking time was like the drive time.
Yes,
from here to there. Yeah, it's gnarly. I remember one time I did like four laps around the whole, like drove up the hill, went through the city, drove down around the beach, did it all again, just like looking for parking. And you just do laps forever.
Yeah.
So don't worry about all that. Just hitch a ride with us. We'll drop you off. We'll find the parking.
It's an absolutely wonderful deal. You should definitely take advantage. And when we come back, we'll be closing out our interview with the Liberty Center and saying a few more things to wrap it all up. And we're back with Cole Tusher from the Liberty Center to just give some last-minute shout-outs for things going on. He's probably going to give his time for the shuttle.
That would be 23 minutes.
23 minutes. That is still a lot of time to get there.
Yeah, get over there. Put your shoes on, hustle.
You honestly, you can just put your flip-flops on, too.
That's true.
You can maybe walk.
Shuffle,
yeah. Shuffle to the shuttle. That's funny.
Shuffle to the shuttle? I think we have a new marketing campaign. That's amazing. Yeah, it was great being here, like always. I did forget one thing because we just brought it back, so it's not even in like the preview. But tomorrow and every Wednesday, we got free food. Tomorrow is soft pretzels with like different dips and stuff.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. What was that one pretzel chain that like was like really big for a while and then
something
like disappeared?
Annie A's or
no Annie A's is the other one that's still big in malls. It was the other one. It was the one where they have like the big soft pretzels. It was mostly in the football stadiums, baseball stadiums.
Does it have like a German sounding name,
something? It was a green sign. I remember.
Yeah, I know what you're
it was
about.
Super big and it just disappeared.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's like the pretzel version of Sbarro. Are those still around?
I don't think so, I'm gonna be honest. And I would say, speaking of Annie Ann's, best pretzel you can get, sugar pretzel.
Okay, thank you. I was talking with my coworkers and like, well, we need mustard and we need cheese dip. And I was like, well, what about like caramel and stuff? And like sweet pretzels? Like, yeah.
What?
That's like where it's at. Like, no. I was like, that's a thing. It's really a thing.
I would say the caramel, kind of. The brown sugar, like on pretzel, though.
But you need the caramel dip it. But like, it's just a sweet, like the concept of sweet pretzel.
Yeah, is great. That's the norm for me. That's
I mean, look at the stomach. Yeah, that's me too, man.
It definitely sounds wonderful. You definitely should. Free food is always good food.
Free food's always good. So we start at 11:30 until we run out. Stop by.
And where can they reach you guys if they want to get in contact and ask what events are going on?
So you can always stop by. We're on NAS 2 in between the pool and Big Al's, or you can give us a call at 624-5602.
Thank you for coming by. It's always wonderful. You always have amazing energy and good things to put out.
It's fun to talk to you, man.
Have a good one.
All right, brother. You too.